Case number 10,815, Pamela S. Riley, east of Road 510, 595 feet north of Road 502, a special use exception to place a multi-section home that is more than 5 years old.
Names and addresses, please.
Pamela Rellier, 37021 Horsey Church Road.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're applying for a special use exception to place a 94 double wide. Originally, there was a 1979 single wide. We moved it a few years ago, so now we have to go through this process to be able to replace it.
Okay, again, you had a, excuse me, a 78 single wide?
Was there,
and you now have replaced it?
We would like to.
Oh, we'd like to replace it, but it's 94 double wide.
It's a 94, yes.
Okay. Okay, what size is your this trailer?
Size? Is it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a 28 by 58.
28 by 58, okay. Do you have any pictures of it?
I have pictures.
Okay, would you hand them down, please? I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
I can explain them if you'd like.
Okay, ma'am.
So you already got it on the lot?
It's on the lot, yes. It's about 30 feet in front of where it would be placed.
It looks like they're showing pictures also of mobile homes. In the area?
Right, okay. There's pictures of how close our neighbors are. And there's also pictures of it where it was originally fully set up. We also had our neighbors sign a form saying that they were fine with it being there as well, if you'd like to take a look at that.
We'll have to keep it. Is that okay? We'll have to keep it.
Okay.
This is just ones in a neighborhood. These pictures are.
That is it where it was.
Oh, okay. The old one you took out.
Pardon?
This is the old one you took out then?
No, that's this
where the house.
House
used to be.
Oh, okay.
It's just where it was set up originally, where she bought it from.
Okay.
We would like to have the
block foundation.
The question before us for a special use exception is to convince us that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So can you elaborate on
It's going to be sitting pretty much in the middle of 3 acres.
Okay.
And as far as the neighbors are concerned, nobody has a problem with it, and it's a house.
Okay. Yeah. So it's similar to its surroundings?
Yes, and very similar.
Susan, I noticed it has 88 feet of road frontage. I take it that a variance was previously approved for this property?
The property actually has 150 feet at the 40-foot setback.
It doesn't? Well, how was it subdivided?
See what she's saying? It's 150 right there.
It's 150.
No, on the county road, it has 88.53 feet according to this tax map. And the parcel behind it has 150.
It's an existing parcel. It's existing.
Yeah.
It, it, it,
so it never
has
had
approval somewhere.
Right.
It's, you know.
Okay.
Is that your parcel in the back?
Yes.
You live back here?
Yes.
Okay.
I also have, I have a picture of the land here. If you'd like to see it, I can.
Same thing we got probably right here, ma'am.
Fix it a little bit. It's, oh, that's what.
We probably the same one
oh,
right
you
here.
Have it.
We got the same thing right here probably. Your land goes to the back.
You have a survey?
Yeah, it's, but this is the preliminary. It's not actually how
okay.
it is. It's pretty close.
The so you own the 12 acres, or the, I'm sorry, the 7.5 acres behind it?
That's ours.
Okay. Was this parcel part of that at one time?
It was, yes. We had it.
And you had it subdivided?
Subdivided about 4 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You had this piece of land cut out of that?
Yes. The way they explained it is that as long as there was 150 feet
mm-hmm.
at the 40-foot setback, that that was.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Fine, but they're worse.
Okay.
How do you guys?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. The previous mobile that was there, how long was it there? Just in the last 4 years since you had it subdivided? Or?
Yeah, when we put the house on the back of the property,
right.
Before that we lived in a single wide.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, they did submit 11 signatures in favor.
11 in favor? Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3. Anybody else? 4. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10815. I don't think it will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. There's other double wides in the area, and it looks like it fits in.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,815. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Indeed.